Number 10, 355.
Thank you.
AAA Storage LP Laura Ritter, southwest of Route 1, 2,800 feet southeast of Road 265. A special use exception to replace existing billboards, a variance from the front and side yard setback requirements, and a variance from square footage and height requirements.
Name and address, please.
Laura Ritter, street address is 22114 Ritter Lane, Harbison, Delaware.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
We are here to mainly replace our two existing billboards. Been here before. We missed our expiration by 18 days, waiting on DelDOT to make a decision, so I'm here again to renew that. Basically, we're just replacing same size, and we just need to get the variance for billboard size sign versus a standard sign that's allowed.
These are the same variances that you had prior to. I think there are some changes, though.
The only change from our prior variance is that we are going 10-foot higher on the north sign and 5-foot higher on the south sign.
Correct.
And I have pictures that illustrate why, if there's any question. Basically, you can't see our north sign because of the bridge railing and the brush that's grown up.
On your drawings, if you see the full size, the 960 square foot, they're going up 60 feet, so that's a 30. It's instead of the 25, it's the, what are they, who are you? You want to go 35-foot variance, right?
Right.
Okay. And on the second application, you want a 25, you want to go up 50 feet, is that correct, instead of 40? It reads 40 on the application?
The second, the south sign is a 40-foot overall.
Right. Are you sure of that now? I have 50 here. Is that what you apply, you want to apply 40?
Well, if you have 50 on there, leave it. I can always go shorter.
Well, just whatever you want. I just want to make sure the board knows what they're looking at.
Well, if 50 is what was put in the paper, do 50. I can always do a shorter sign when we get out there.
Okay, the board has to consider a 25-foot variance instead of a 15-foot variance.
Yes, please. Just in case I grabbed the wrong drawing here, but I don't think I did. I think 40 foot's what our overall height is actually going to be.
I believe that conversation was between you and our chief inspector, that you wanted to go up 50 feet, and that's what she gave me.
I tell you, at this point, took this thing for so long.
Well.
45 foot would be the finished height.
That would be from grade to the top of your 45. That's changed to 45 now.
Yeah.
So the diagram that says 40-foot overall should be 45?
That's correct. Should be 45 now.
How was this missed the first time, or this wasn't, you come up with these additional height requirements, how was this missed the first time?
When we came to the first time, we were not trying to increase the height, but just driving by it so many times over the past year, we're like, you know, you can't really see it that well. Like, since we're replacing it, we've got the opportunity to go through again. Let's go ahead and raise the height. I have pictures here. I can pass them around if you'd like me to.
Okay.
I can show you. Our billboard here, this is the billboard across the street, and you can see how low ours is in comparison to the one across the street. Right there and right there. It's just obscured by the ground. By the bridge and everything. I'm sorry.
All right.
This is up close to, like, this is right at the bridge, coming over the rail. You can
Very explanatory, yeah. They're very familiar with this.
We believe that 10 extra feet on the north one will bring it up just enough to clear that rail and the trees that are there.
Other than your other variances, are you able to clear the 300, are you able to meet the 300 foot between any other buildings and signs? I understand that was true, that you would not.
There's, on the north end, there's nothing near it. On the south end, we're adjacent to the fire company.
You are able to meet that?
On the south end, the fire company's right there. The signs are right on the property line.
And you're able to, the statement I got from our chief inspector was that you would be able to, that the 300 foot requirement would not be an issue, that you would meet the 300 foot requirement from any dwelling, any other building, or any other sign, church, school?
No. And you should have a copy of the survey there that shows where the existing buildings are and what those measurements are. I have a copy of one here if you do not.
I don't have that.
Are you missing it?
No.
My card, she had all the surveys. Yeah.
No, that's another case.
Cracker Barrel sign, and this is the south billboard, and the fire company is right here. I believe we are far enough from this.
Well, okay. She probably was out there and measured it herself, so.
And there's no building.
It's a question. Okay. I'll take this in the record.
She meets it.
And that, the 300 feet can't be met on all sides?
Well, I want to check that.
Okay. All right, we'll do that. Okay.
It wasn't an issue the first time that you had it
in your
job. I
don't recall them saying anything about it. That's why I'm kind of confused by the question. I'm sorry.
Well, you got a 660 square foot variance from the 300 square foot limit. Okay, I'm sorry, you didn't, the last time you were in here, you didn't, that was back in 2007, you didn't ask for any variance for that, so I'm assuming that, of course, I'm sure the chief inspector had checked that 300 foot variance, mm-hmm. I mean 300 foot requirement.
Yeah, I'd like to check that out to know for sure. Okay, are there any, excuse me, any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I have one for Mr. Rickards.
Yep.
On the other side of the of Route 1, the Clear Channel billboard, do you know what the height of it is offhand?
That's 25 feet.
It's 25 feet.
It's higher than that.
Is that one? Let me take a look.
It appears from the photographs that it should be higher than
it's
25 feet.
It's higher than the bridge.
Should be 25 feet.
Check that out.
I can. This has been quite a while ago.
What, you can see the ladder there?
Yeah. I'll take a look at that also. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, when you're out researching that, Mr. Rickards, maybe you could do that also, please. Sure.
I asked that only for the purpose of consistency.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure. This probably was a variance that you probably bent up to go with 25 feet. And it's for Clear Channel, and you know how long ago that's been.
Mm-hmm.
That's rusty already. Okay.
So. Mr. Mills, do you have any further questions at this time? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. I would like to look at this again and send it back to the office to check the, what, 300 feet out and the height of the other billboards. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we table case number 10,355 for the purpose of the information requested be gathered and be brought back to us to make the decision.
Okay, at our next regular meeting? Okay. Do I have a...
What a regular meeting?
Be May the 6th.
May 6th.
Would that be enough?
That...
Time? Adequate?
Yep.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,355 until our next regular meeting, which will be on May the 6th, to allow the office time to do the research on the height of existing billboards and also to see if they can, if the requirements can be met in the placing of this billboards. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, ma'am?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Case